Now, before we talk estate agents, Brentwood in business, and all sorts of stuff with Dean Jackman, we're going to have a little listen to a song, and I felt this would be appropriate.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our
house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house in the middle of our street.
Something tells you that you've got to move
in the middle of our.
Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Today's Brentwood in Business interview on Phoenix FM is proudly sponsored by Brentwood Borough Council and Bennett's Funeral Directors.
Yes, indeed, it's Phoenix FM Drive, and joining me in the studio is Dean Jackman from Fine & Country Estate Agents. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
How goes it?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I found you.
You found us in the end. You did a little tour of Brentwood Car Park first?
I did, yeah, and I didn't realise it was right here where the football ground is.
Oh, yes, of course, on hallowed turf. Just up the road there. It's good to have you in. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Part of our Brentwood in Business segment this month. So tell us a bit about where you're from, where you work for, what's going on.
Right. Well, we are Fine & Country. Fine & Country is an international brand with 320 offices across the globe, if you want, really. But
wow, that's a lot of offices.
A lot of offices in the UK.
A lot of fax machines.
Yeah, it is indeed. Still got one.
Have you? Oh, wow.
So the UK brand is very well known, and I think we have been extending up the A12 corridor. You know, we look after licenses for each individual offices. So it's operated by individuals who experienced individuals. Mm-hmm. I say that of about 40 years, but you wouldn't know that from looking at me.
Oh, I thought you were just out of college. Yeah.
So we already are sort of well-versed estate agents, and we've decided to go have another brand, which supplies the upper quartile.
Okay.
So we were in Colchester, and we're still in Colchester. Then we crept up the road because we liked the jam at Tiptree. And then we've now come up to Brentwood High Street. And I think with the modern times, people were saying, well, you don't need a high street position anymore with the internet and so on. Mm. But we like Brentwood. We like the high street. And we thought, yep, they definitely need another estate agent here that's rather than a coffee shop, a Greggs, and other brands of sausage rolls are available.
They are, but...
yeah. We just thought, you know, it was a great position there. And not only do we, you know, we look at the Brentwood market, we go right up to Gidea Park, and then we come down as far as sort of Ingatestone. I used to work for another agent in Gatestone, Shenfield, so I know the area fairly well. And of course, I've worked in London, so I know where most of the wealthy people live.
Yeah, you know where they're coming from.
So we've opened this lovely office right in the high street, and we've got some very good people in there running it. We've recently launched. We had Steve Roach himself, OBE.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah. He came along and and helped us to drink our champagne.
Of course.
And we had a very good opening, very well attended by the council, and the opening was done by Jeremy Thompson from Brentwood FC. And I was presented with some gifts. But we're looking to get established. You know, you might think we've opened at the wrong time, or looking at it, but especially with the news of recent with mortgage rates and so on and so forth. But we know we've been here before. You know, we remember the interest rates at 17% and 16%, 17%. We know what it was like. There was a trade-off in the past, you know, property prices dropped and so on and so forth. But I think with everything that's going on at the moment, you know, the energy crisis and food and just general standard of living costs going up, we might see a slowdown over the next few months. And naturally, the market that we deal with, which is the upper quartile, is sort of half a million upwards. And, I mean, most of those... beautiful properties in the surrounding villages and so on have very nice gardens, and they like them to look their best, so they only like to market them in the spring.
Don't want rain in the photos, do you? Yeah.
You know, and obviously you know when something's been on the market for a while because the pictures still have snow on the ground. So, but yeah, we've gone, you know, we also, the other thing that we do is... I live in Spain some of the time, and I look after Fine and Country, or a part of Fine and Country International, and we have offices in Marbella, Ibiza, Mallorca, Costa Blanca, north and south.
Oh, wow, lovely.
I look after that with the franchisees. And we thought Brentwood would be a fantastic place to sort of to offer this facility to the customers.
Costa Brentwood, as we are now.
Because they've got money, or they had money. We've got a very attractive window display with lots of wonderful villas, you know, rolling, and everybody likes to have a little dream. And we want to just give them the opportunity to come in and make it a reality. And, of course, you know, having somebody that understands the Spanish market very well gives people the comfort to come in. And, of course... internationally, most of our instructions and buyers come from the knowledge that it's a trusted brand in the UK, and they know that they're not going to meet somebody that's...
It's got to be a worrying thing to do, is try and buy a place over in another country. It's a whole different ball game, isn't it?
So. But a lot of agents operating out of the boot of the car with keys and this, that and the other, and transferring money here and there. So we've got a very trusted brand, you know, and we're local, we're national, and we're international. And, we're really, it's exciting times for us because this is our third license now. So we come from Ipswich, tail end of Ipswich, right the way up the A12 corridor. So, and we're very excited to be coming into Brentwood at this time as well, because Brentwood is an exciting place with lots of lovely places to eat and drink.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, what is it about Costa del Brentwood that that first appealed to you, and why do you love doing business in this area?
I think realistically, Stu, can I call you Stu?
Of course, yeah. Is that all right? Yeah, if you call me Stuart, I feel like I'm in trouble.
Yeah, that's good. Stuart, come here, young man. Right. You know, I've known this area, so Ingatestone, Fryning, Blackmore, and then coming this way, and having worked in Shenfield, I've just seen the type of people that that live in the areas, and there's a lot of development going on here, and we've met some lovely people here, you know, and we just see this as a growth area, and I have to say, The sad part about a state agency in the UK at the moment is the fees, estate agents' fees, that what was charged, and it seems to be a race to the bottom, you know, at the moment with fees. But it's the same old thing. You get what you pay for. So, you know, we try to, rather than go around and valuing people's houses, we come up with a strategy for success to try and achieve the best possible price for them. So it's not just about valuation and fees. It's about what we can provide and to maximise the price for them. And, you know, you're also dealing with people who are very experienced. You know, you just wouldn't... I mean, you can see from me sitting across here that I have a Yul Brynner thing going on. And young people won't remember that, but
no, I went over my head that one.
And I used to say that when I used to go and see clients, have you had the spiky haired crew out? Which obviously was something I never had the luxury of. Yeah,
wasn't in the spiky haired crew.
But you're hanging on to yours nicely at the
hanging
moment.
Hanging on, so. Yeah, not as spiky as it used to be, but it's still there.
So yeah, that's you know, that's what we're about. And we, you know, we've got some good contacts already from years gone by. We support the football club here. We advertise with them. We do a few charity events. My good friend John Schultz, who's involved here, from Colchester days. You know, we used to work together on with Colchester United. Boo. Sorry, did I say?
He's still a bit of a secret fan, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. In fact, at the breakfast meeting the other day, he did mention Colchester about four or five times. Meaning to say Brentwood.
He mentions it to me every time I go see Brentwood Town, and I feel like, we're in Brentwood, John. We're in Brentwood.
But, you know, I think there's a lot of good things happening with the football club as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jeremy has a real vision of what he wants to do and where he wants to go. And, of course, behind that, you've got the his cruise company and so on. So
yeah, absolutely.
But I'm not doing that just to get a free cruise, Jeremy.
We keep trying, don't we? We keep coming, James. Make it happen.
Come up with something, couldn't we?
Lovely. So all going on then, find a country. We can go and see you in the High Street in Brentwood. And I love the idea that you can go and see all these exotic properties from around the world as well. Mm. Let's get people going there and just stare at the window.
Yeah, we do get a lot of people staring at the window. But yeah, we've got a lovely lady called Paula, who again is very experienced and very friendly. Especially when he's had a couple of Prosecco, she's extremely friendly. but she'd be happy to see you there. And we've got a very young team out on the road. So we have the experienced ones in the office and the young, enthusiastic ones out on the road.
That's what you want,
isn't
it?
They've got the energy.
Excellent. So where can we find out more about Fire & Country, and where can people get in touch if they want to come see you?
Well, we're in the High Street, Brentwood number 15 High Street. Of course, you go to the global site, which is www.fireandcountry.com. The Spanish website is on the window there in the front, so don't get confused. It will take you straight to the Spanish page in English, you can wander up, chat to us anytime you like. We're open 6 days a week. We were going to do 7, but you know, I've got church and everything, Stu, you know,
of course, so, and a big roast dinner coming. We can't let that go.
But we'd be delighted to see anybody, you know, talk to anybody. And we want to get really immersed in the community at Brentwood now.
Excellent. Well, it's lovely to have you. Thanks for coming in and joining us in our Brentwood in Business feature. And hopefully we'll see you down the football soon.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Dean, have a lovely one.
Cheers. All the best. Thank you.
See you soon.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area, and listen to great radio online.
This is
Stuart Pink
on Phoenix FM.
Who says you can't go home on Phoenix FM Drive? A big thanks to Dean Jackman for coming in from Fine and Country Estate Agents. You'll be able to listen again to the whole chat online at phoenixfm.com. All part of our Brentwood in Business feature. Why am I playing songs about home? Here's a homegrown superstar, the brilliant Sophie Griffiths, with a song written and composed in Hutton. It's called Home.
I'm holding on to happiness, the little bit I have left. Since I've been gone, I haven't felt the same. Need some fresh air from the past. My dad around to make me laugh. Remember who I was before I moved away. There's no place like home. Love is unconditional. When I lose my head, I know in my chest just where to go. I've always known. Ain't no place like home. Ain't no place like home. mistakes, try my luck. When I'm not there, all I have are memories of them. We'd be running down our old street, messing about, making films. Lately my soul would kill to be five again. There's no place like home. Like home.
Homegrown Sophie Griffiths, Home. It's one of several. Well, I don't know if that's on the EP. However, she's got a great EP which landed just on Friday. It's called Stuck in My Head, full of loads of great songs, and you'll be hearing them all on Phoenix FM, of course. Here's a bit of Blur, taking us up to the top of the hour.
City dweller, successful fella, thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in a centuries, anxiety. Yes, it plays on him. Country. Watching after the repeats and the permeates in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up analyst bills in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going Jack and Jory. Touch with his own mortality. And looking back close, it's a helping hand that makes you feel wrong as you're blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy. But the fact that heart start trying simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a bug in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. Since you come to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country. So he needs